Switching gears slightly, let's head over to the development and artificial intelligence communities. In r/vibecodedevs, the security community is buzzing about fundamental flaws in personal websites. One trending post highlighted that many sites still lack basic rate limiting on contact forms or sign-up pages, meaning anyone can potentially spam or overload those systems. Developers are being reminded to prioritize simple protections like rate limits on almost every single public-facing form. On the utility front, several helpful tools were shared this week. We saw AI domain name generators that not only suggest names, but also check for immediate availability, saving founders critical time. Another popular build is a new promo video editor specifically designed for app developers, allowing them to upload screen recordings and integrate complex scenes directly into their promotional material. Moving into r/only-icoding, the discussion revolves heavily around choosing the right development agent. The main consensus post provided detailed comparisons of tools like Cursor, GitHub Copilot, and Claude Code. While these options are powerful, developers are advised that for daily work, Cursor tends to offer the best IDE experience, but if you are doing massive refactoring jobs, Claude remains the smart choice. It all comes down to whether you need continuous workflow assistance or heavy-duty intelligence for large chunks of code. There was also an advanced discussion about what a small development team should do when their AI agent quotas run out fast. The advice here is nuanced, suggesting combinations like using Cursor Standard alongside dedicated backend agents to keep costs predictable and usage manageable. Finally, the thread on personal finance spotted a cool use case for AI, integrating financial tracking into your life. One user built an AI-powered dashboard that allows you simply to upload photos of bank statements or investments, and the system automatically organizes all that complex data into a clean, actionable format.